It's always a good morning on The Morning Blend when we get to talk to our good friend Miriam Marston. She is the Faith Formation Director at St. Anthony's Catholic Church in Tigard, and she's joining us today to help us start off a new year going strong, coming off of the Christmas season. Good morning, Miriam. Thanks for joining us today.
Good morning, Brenda. It is wonderful to be on with you all. Thank you so much.
Well, happy new year. We're looking back now that we're kind of rounding out the Christmas season. It ends with the baptism of the Lord. Just looking back on the Christmas season there at St. Anthony's, how was it for all of you?
Oh, it was really wonderful. I had actually been out of the country for the last couple of Christmases, so it was a real gift to be here at home, here at my parish as well, and I had the chance to sing at a couple of the masses, and so joining the music ministry. The music, as we know, is such a big part of the Christmas season. You know, this is where we get all of our favorite, you know, carols and songs. So it was a real gift to be able to join up with the music ministry here at St. Anthony's for a few masses. Just reconnecting with folks who, you know, this is a time where maybe folks who have been away from the parish or just kind of the community life or even attending Mass, this is the moment where they often reconnect, Brenda, and we know that. It was an opportunity to talk to folks who maybe hadn't been to Mass in a while and being able to welcome them back. And that was a real beautiful opportunity. We set up an info table outside of our church just to greet people who had any questions about our community or the Catholic faith. So that was really great to see people stop by and check in. And it was just a joyful spirit, you know, in the environment and in the atmosphere. So it was just a lovely season here at St. Anthony's. So I'm very grateful.
Well, Miriam, for you, you said that you typically have been traveling for Christmas. Is there a Marston family tradition that no matter where you are in the world, you've got to make sure this happens at Christmas time?
That's a great question. And honestly, it's a tradition that we do a little before Christmas. But even before I was born, my parents started this tradition about doing a caroling party. And so every year, for as long as I can remember, we would gather with family and friends to sing Christmas carols and have hot cider and pigs in a blanket. And it's just that is honestly the thing that happens every year. So that time of fellowship and prayer and singing and food, and it's just lovely. So I would say that is a fixture. It's been a fixture in the Marston household.
Well, Miriam, as we move now into this year, lots of things happening, especially as we journey towards Easter Vigil. I know that you are working with so many who will be entering the faith. How are they using this time now, having come through a celebration of Christmas, knowing that they're embarking on the fullness of the faith, that maybe it rang a little different for them? And what is just kind of the update for those who are entering the church this year?
Yeah, and I'm glad you mentioned that, because I do remind them, I'm like, for those who are coming into the church at Easter, this is the only time they'll, you know, experience this season as a catechumen, you know, and so not to look at that as kind of a just a sort of in-between moment, but really that this is a fruitful season of being able to prepare for the sacraments of initiation. So we did take a little bit of a break in terms of the classes. And I encouraged the individuals, the families, to really participate in the rich traditions of the liturgies and the different traditions. So, really building up those habits of, you know, what does Advent and Christmas look like in their own domestic church, for instance. So, especially folks who are really brand new to Christianity, you know, they've never had an Advent calendar. They've, you know, not done kind of an Advent wreath or things like that. And so really starting to establish those habits, sort of have that season of anticipation and then really diving into those beautiful Christmas liturgies and spending that time at church. So we kind of shift the focus more to sort of the liturgy and what they're doing at home at Christmas. And now we're picking up with the classes, Brenda, in the next week or so, with the OCIA. And I've told them, I've warned them, you know, Lent hits like a freight train, a beautiful freight train, but it comes pretty fast after Christmas. So to kind of brace ourselves and say, it's coming, let's gear up for getting ready for the home stretch of the preparation before coming into the church. So yeah, their next milestone, Brenda, is February 22nd when they go through the rite of election at the cathedral. So that'll be the next big moment in their preparation for entering the church. So yeah.
Miriam Marston joining us today, the Faith Formation Director at St. Anthony's Catholic Church in Tigard. Well, Miriam, you said something in there that I want to talk to you a little more about. And you used the words, this in-between time. Mm-hmm. Now, for many of us, and I look in my own home as all of the beautiful Christmas decorations come down, it kind of is back to regular time. Ordinary weeks are ahead of us. And then we know what we're going to work on just in a month. Little over a month, we're going to be, it'll be Ash Wednesday, and we're moving into this Lent journey. How do you tell the people that you're working with in that are coming into the church that maybe all of us can think about is, well, how do you look at these weeks, this next 4 weeks or so, as less of kind of a letdown and more of a time to kind of keep this energy and momentum moving as we draw closer to the Lenten season?
Yeah, it's such a great question. And again, I'm glad you're raising this because it's highlighting the fact that, I mean, truth be told, there are really no in-between seasons in the sense that every season in the church calendar is ordered towards fruitfulness. You know, there's every time is a time to grow closer to Christ and to flourish as a member of the body of Christ. So even the color green in ordinary time that we're going to see is meant to remind us of that this is a period of ongoing growth and conversion. You know, what comes to mind is I want to pick up on this theme of Epiphany, which is a big part of the season. And I'm thinking of Epiphany not just in terms of the three kings with the gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh, but also the revelations of Jesus at his baptism, at the presentation at the temple, the wedding at Cana. These are all different moments when we celebrate the revelation of Jesus as the Son of God. And so I think this season in particular, we can reflect on the mystery of the incarnation, the mystery of God taking on our human nature. And so using precisely these days and weeks to continue to lean into the wonder of the incarnation, which then prepares us for Lent, which is when we turn our attention to the Paschal mystery, the passion, death, resurrection, and ascension of Jesus. Those events of the Paschal mystery really only make sense in light of the incarnation, in light of who Jesus is. So being able to really focus on, you know, who Jesus is as true God and true man, then we're even more open to why he came. And that's really what we focus on, that mission of redemption and salvation in Lent and Easter. We lean more into his mission. And so we have here an opportunity to look at his identity, and that moves us then into his mission. And Brenda, honestly, that translates into our own experience of being a Christian. Our own baptismal identity is anchored in the identity of Jesus Christ, who is priest, prophet, and king. So it's from that Christ-centered identity that you and I are also called to mission. So I would say kind of continuing to focus on the beautiful mystery of the incarnation. And Brenda, I'd like to add here too, this is a good season. I think I was praying about this, to practice praise. To practice praise. This is something we can carry over from the Christmas season when we have that spirit of wonder before the beauty of the nativity and all the various traditions that come with that, but to continue to kind of pause prayerfully before the wonder and majesty of who God is and to praise God for simply who he is. And then that gets our hearts ready for Lent when we reflect on what our Lord has done in his great love to save us from the bondage of sin and death. So I would say kind of that season of looking at the identity of Jesus, and that prepares us to reflect on his mission.
Well, Miriam, you are always our person to go to when we need that inspiration. And hopefully for listeners, they'll have an opportunity to listen to our discussion and use those tips and those ideas that you gave us to help us praise and continue to praise coming off of this beautiful Christmas season. And that'll carry us right into the Lenten season. And as always, Miriam, it's a great morning when you join us. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you so much and have a blessed day.